Hello and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil and we are going into New Year's Eve. We're about to start 2020 and I am here with a man who has seen a few of New Year's Eve parties, has done a little bit here and there. From Kuvo's 303 The Drop, we have Unique. DJ Unique is in the house. So hi, Unique.
Hey, how's it going? I am Unique. You can catch me Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 on the Kickback right here on The Drop. So make sure y'all check me out. And happy holidays to everybody.
You have seen some things over the years. You've been doing some DJing. And since we're going into New Year's Eve, people want to hear a little bit of stories, a little something, something. So I'd like to hear from you. What is like a few good memories? We are a family show, so to speak. Ooh. So you better keep that stuff clean and real because I can't have my bosses coming to me and knocking on my door.
I'm going to try to keep it clean.
Okay, good. Thank you. Save everybody's reputation. Save mine. I'm wearing white today. It means I'm clean. I need you to be good. But but anyway, yeah, if you could just share some of your, like, one or two or whatever you have of a favorite memory from a past New Year's Eve, that'd be great.
Well, so me and three of my friends, we came up with a great idea. Well, before we came up with the idea, kids, don't do this at home. If you're listening, kids, do not do this at home. Now, if you're over the age, it's okay. But me and my friends, we was drinking. It was a long night of drinking. And we just decided that we was going to Mexico. And we didn't tell our parents. So we all drove down there from Oklahoma to Mexico. And we stayed down there for like 4 days. I finally got a phone call from my dad. He's asking me, where are you at? You haven't been home. And I'm like, well, I'm in Mexico right now. And he was so hot. He was mad. He was very mad, okay? he told me I had to come back, straight back home, like right then and there. But like I told him, I'm with these guys and I just can't leave like that. That was probably one of the best New Year's Eve parties New Year's Eve times that I ever had, because we just did something out of the ordinary and it was just so crazy being in a whole nother country, you know, at a young age. I think I was like 22 years old. It was me and two of my buddies. We just went out there and had a great time. Got to see the different culture and visit some of his family that was out there, because I had to do one of my friends' family lived out there still. And so we went to go visit them. We came back home. My dad was very upset, but I came home to a brand new car.
Hold up. Wait a minute. You like crossed the border.
Yeah.
Pops didn't know. And you come home and you get a new car. I need parents. Hold on.
A brand new car. I was a little upset just because of the fact I wanted a Eclipse. I used to love Eclipse. But yes, an Eclipse Spider is what I wanted. And those were awesome back in the days. But I came home. Most people will laugh at me because I was upset at this car. But I came home to a Benz, a Mercedes-Benz. It was on E. I had no money in my pocket. And I wanted to go drive it around because I'm like, okay, I got a brand new car. I'm upset because it's a Mercedes and I wanted an Eclipse. This is not what I wanted. I felt like that was an old person's car, I guess. And I was young and I just didn't want that car. But I gained to like that car. I love that car, actually, after so long. But that is probably one of my favorite memories of New Year's Eve.
Okay, so yes, a Mercedes is for the older, you know, the starchy archies sometimes. No offense if you're driving a Mercedes, because I would take one in a minute, because I am about to ask him.
I'll take one now.
Yeah, because I'm like, how is it you want to, because the Eclipse is a less expensive car.
Correct, and it's a sporty car, two-door.
Now, I do have a question, though, and this doesn't apply to you listeners. This is just to me, because I work with him. Did your parents need another child? Did they have all boys and they need a girl? Because I'm telling you, if you're asking for an Eclipse and you're getting a Mercedes-Benz and you broke the rules, you made your dad mad and you went across. But then on a side note, no offense, Dad, if you're listening, he was over 21, so he could actually do what he wanted. But if you're under Dad's money thumb, then you better show up when you're supposed to show up.
Well, see, another thing, I can't say that I can't give him all the credit for the Mercedes-Benz, because I did save up some money to get a new car. And so some of the money was mine that he purchased the car with, but he just decided that, I guess, he thought the car was cool, so I would think the car was cool. And he put a little extra more money to it and got me the Mercedes-Benz. I look back at it now, like, Man, I had it made.
Yeah.
I had it made. I had a nice Mercedes Benz going, you know, at 21 years old. But I wanted Eclipse. It wasn't what I wanted. And you know, sometimes when you don't get what you want, it's just not the same.
It's not. You're like, oh, thanks. Gosh, this is nice. I know it's a giant bowl. I got to take off this car, but it really wasn't what I wanted. But thank you anyway. Exactly. But then you start thinking, I don't feel like you're like me. But then I'm like, oh, I could sell this bad boy and get what I want.
I should have thought about that. And I never thought about that. You know what I did? I fixed it up and I just made it mine. I loved it. All my friends loved it. They love riding in my Mercedes. They thought it was cool. I had another friend. He had a nice Cadillac Escalade. It's like right when they came out. And people would like to get in my car more than his. And I was like, that is so crazy. It used to be crazy to me.
That's the trick. If any kids, you guys are listening, hit the road. I mean, be rebellious. Do what you shouldn't be doing. And you get, bad behavior gets rewarded, DJ Unique.
That's right. Live your life. You got to live your life.
And now I do have a question. Okay, have you DJed any New Year's Eve parties before?
I have, but they're probably unappropriate.
Due to FCC regulations, we are ending the portion of this program right now because we don't want to lose our license. KUVO Jazz, KUVO The Drop. We all love working here.
And we want to keep our jobs, okay? We want to keep our jobs.
We do, and we just, that was good right there, running across. I mean, you might get in trouble now because you're crossing the border, crossing lines, doing whatever, but that won't take our FCC license away.
No. And it was in the past, too. It was in the past. It's not going to happen anymore.
Okay. He's like, those were the good old days. That's his throwback. Yeah.
Now, I would take those days back. You know, I would like to relive that moment again because it was great.
See? Okay, well, Yannick, I just want to say thank you so much. Have a great New Year's Eve. Have a great New Year's. Welcome to 2020 is coming. So hopefully, so everybody out there, thank you so much for listening. We here at KUVO with the Jazz, the Drop, we love and appreciate our listeners. Thank you so much for listening. 2019 is behind. If you had a bad year, it's over and it's done. We're looking straight ahead to 2020. We are with it. So, Unique, any closing words you got for any listeners on the KUVO Jazz or Drop here?
I just want to say happy holidays to everybody out there. Enjoy your time with your family and your friends because tomorrow is not promised. And, you know, just be safe out there, okay? No drinking and driving. If you're driving right now, just be safe, okay? And just have a happy holidays and a happy New Year's. From Unique, from The Drop. Make sure y'all check me out, all right? Right here on KUVO, The Drop. Not the Jazz, The Drop. And I don't deal with swine. I ain't Dr. Phil. I truly help you heal your mind. Nowadays, it's like everybody's losing it. Instead of them preserving this gift, they're all abusing it. It's mad drama. They want us reaching for the llamas, causing hysteria, the new hip-hop criteria. And they forgot about the blood, sweat, and tears. Now we see the results of all the brunch chicks and beers. Word to God, if Big and Pac was still here, some of these weirdos.